where we left off. You know, like Kim Kardashian in that one like promo for the Kardashians. Get it? Never mind. Someone onion stuff, guys. Emery, and I have a podcast. I'm alone today because I filmed spontaneously. The previous episode you guys watched was filmed on Monday. It's currently Wednesdays. So 2 days has gone by. I don't know. English is my third language. 2 days, ifitile, and I'm at home in Pretoria because I have to take care of a few things. These are my jackets, my coats, and stuff. Well, my favorite, at least. I'm down today, you know, but what's new? I'm always fucking down. But today's like down, like down, like. Sound like I'm probably gonna lose my mind if I don't speak about it. And I'm not gonna speak about it, so let me just lose my mind. At this point, I might as well go back to the loony bin, take a fucking gap year, leave the country. I don't know. I need to do something, you know. I'm sick and tired of the routine. I felt myself being so, feeling so burnt out. I was like, I thought varsity was gonna be fun. It was fun first year. It's my third year in varsity. It's not fun. Kind of very tired, and like I don't stop after graduation. I'm gonna continue studying until I feel like I'm gonna kill myself again. Okay, I'm not gonna kill myself, but until I feel like that, and then I'll stop. Like that feeling hasn't come yet. Obviously, we all go through ups and downs, and right now in my schooling career, I'm at a down. Not academically, I've never been academically challenged. That doesn't happen. So even if I'm like losing my mind, having panic attacks every day, I'm still getting distinctions. Okay, that's always been me. I lose my mind, but I get it together for the fucking tests and the assignments and this and that. I get it together real quick. I do not have time to sulk, especially when it comes to my school books. But also that's because that's the way I was raised. You know, like I remember being at the loony bin. And my dad called and he was like, "Hey, were you able to submit?" Not, "Hey, I'm checking up on you. How was your day today? Did you drink your medication? What are the doctors saying?" No, he was like, "Hey, you missed the test. Were you able to resubmit?" Da da da. I was like, "Oh, you could at least pretend to be concerned about my health." But he didn't give a fuck. And those are my parents. They do not give a fuck what you're going through. You better get distinctions. That's all they want you to do. Apparently, that's your job as a child. They don't care if you're happy. Just make a lot of money, you know? Oh my God, but I'm not happy. Engineering is not for me. They do not give a fuck. You better go study to be an engineer. They don't care about your happiness. They care if you make money. And my parents don't want to buy a grown-ass woman some underwear and still give a grown-ass woman an allowance. They're cutting me off. They're probably giving me until I turn 22 or 25. I don't know. I haven't asked them. But like, they will cut me off at some point. So I work hard because of that. Also, I'm a firstborn, so I'm an overachiever. And I don't like incompetence, so I'm never incompetent. And I don't like dumb people, so because I'm not dumb and I'm never wrong. Which is toxic if I say it out loud. But in my head, that's how I think. Sorry. Let me fix this mic. It's too far, I feel. Don't know about y'all. So I'm just chilling here because I feel like my life is about to like blow up. You know, someone threw a grenade. But you know that 5 seconds, 10 seconds nyana after like pulling the pin, and it's like very, very, very like calm and quiet, and then it goes poof. I'm in the calm and quiet area right now. In the calm and quiet, like. And then it's gonna explode. I just don't know where. It might be in my love life. Friendships. No. No, it's not gonna blow up in my friendships. I can feel when things are about to end on that side. It might be in school. Definitely. Might be there. Honestly, I don't give a fuck. At this point, I was like, if anything crazy happens, I'm taking a gap year and I'm moving out. I don't know with what money, but I'll make it work. If I have to live at in someone's back room, I will. As long as there's no like rats and cockroaches, I'm cool with that. Like, I don't care of the living conditions. Like, as long as there's clean water, I have access to clean water, electricity, and there's no rats or bugs, I am cool with it. It doesn't have to be fancy. But I'm also like a spoiled brat, so I would love to live in a penthouse also. But I can't afford a penthouse. Right now, I can afford a back room. But, you know. And like, I'm at a point in my life where like, I'm like, I do not like give a fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck. The other time I was in Free State, March, right before Easter, right? In Free State on my uncle's place, and I remember being on the phone with my friend because I was so angry. No, I have a very complicated relationship with my family. They don't know this, but they probably will the more I talk about it. And I don't want people on the internet to go, oh, you don't have a complicated relationship with your family. By the way, I'm sick and tired of people on the internet. Please be consistent. If you're gonna hate me until the day you die. If you're gonna love me until the day you die. Do not switch up when I'm saying some funny shit that you find funny and go, I actually like you. Fuck you. Last week, you were in my comment section going, oh my God, you should be in therapy. Your mom did a good job by beating the fuck out of you when you were a kid. She should have broke your other wrist. Your mom should go get you wristed again. No, keep the same energy, you know? Keep the same fucking energy. Like, keep the same fucking energy because you were in my comments saying some wild shit. I want you to stand by that. Stand on business until the day you die. You know? So I don't feel bad when bad things happen to you. Now I feel bad when bad things happen to you because you like me. Well, no, I actually don't feel bad when bad things happen to people. I don't give a fuck about y'all. But, like, keep the same energy. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I hate that. The internet pisses me off. Now you guys are on my side because I'm spitting facts. Oh my God, you're the realest. Oh my God, I like you. Oh my God, you're starting to grow on me. Like, no, I don't want that. I said in the beginning of my career, when I started this whole social media shit and podcasting shit, it's either you love me or you hate me. There is no fucking in between. Now pick a side. You either love me or you hate me. And you can't hate me and choose to love me. I guarantee inconsistency. Be fucking consistent. If you choose to be a bitch until the day you die. And if you're gonna choose to be a good person, be Ibam Samaria until the day you fucking die. Back to what I was saying about my family. My relationship with my family is very complicated. And I don't want people on the internet to go, no, it's not. You understand the day you have kids. First of all, I'll never understand the day I have kids because I'm never having kids. And second of all, I hate it when you invalidate, when people on the internet who don't know me invalidate my feelings and what I've been through just because, you know, of how you may think I am. You know? People will forget what happened to them, you know? Or the exact situation, but they do not forget how other people make them feel. So I might forget what you said to me when you insulted me, but I will not forget how it made me feel, you know? Because you don't forget feelings. You might forget words, you might forget places, you might forget, you know, smells, touches, whatever. You forget things like that, but you do not forget how people make you feel, ever. Ever. If there was a time you met someone for the first time and they made you feel like, I think she's a bitch. You stand by that. There's always a gut feeling in your stomach saying, I don't like you. I don't like you. I don't like you. I don't know why, but I don't like you. It's never wrong. Mine has never been wrong. Ever. Even if it takes 10 years for someone to fuck up. At the end of the day, when they fuck up, I'm always like, I was right. I was fucking right. And I let my guard down. And I hate letting my guard down. I don't like letting my guard down. Y'all are some fucking assholes out here. We don't do that here. Anyway, so I was in first day with my family, and I remember feeling so overwhelmed, like the way I feel right now, but like it's worse when I'm around extended family because they don't know me. You know, they don't really know me. They know my name and surname. They know who my mom is because they grew up with her, but they don't really know me, and they didn't like contribute in raising me at fucking all. Saw them once a year, once every 2 years. That's it. You know, they haven't really contributed anything into me being who I am today. And like, I felt so fucking overwhelmed. And I remember posting on my status, I was like, I hate these people. And I was like, really? Do I? Yeah, I do. I really hate these people. Like, I look around, I'm like, damn, my grandma and her sisters gave birth to a bunch of losers. Basically, not all of them, but I'm like, oh. And I'm maturing, is realizing that my mom's side of the family is also fucked up. It is. You may hate on that side of the family all you want, but you know my side of the family is not perfect at all, even though you prefer them, you know. But at the end of the day, connect it off. Do you know what I'm saying? And, like, I felt so getting trapped because I was like, oh my god, these people don't know me. And if I complain, they're going to be like, oh no. Now my parents know I'm disrespectful if I want to be, you know. But they also know that when I say things, or sometimes I can't, like, I have good intentions. I'm not a malicious person. They know that, and they know I'm a good child. So no matter what I say, no matter how big of an attitude I have, at the end of the day, I'm never going to have a baby out of wedlock. I'm not going to be a young mom. I'm not boy crazy. I'm not out partying, clubbing, drinking, doing drugs, smoking, this and that. They know I'm a good child at the end of the day. So they let me be disrespectful and they let me express myself. But my extended family do not know me like that. Right? So I remember being like, oh my god, I hate these people because I'm feeling like, oh. Also, I didn't anticipate visiting my uncle's house. I actually don't like being there. You know, I don't really like my uncle at all. No, I was like, what the fuck am I doing at this nigga's house? What am I doing here? What the fuck am I doing? I couldn't sleep. I didn't sleep. I remember not sleeping. First night we were there, I didn't sleep. Second night, I sleep. Because I had to. Otherwise, I was going to start hallucinating. If you go a long time without sleeping, you will start hallucinating. First night, I didn't sleep. So my girl was like, why couldn't you sleep? I was like, I don't sleep in beds that are not mine. First of all, also, I don't sleep in beds I'm not comfortable sleeping in. I don't know where this bed comes from. I don't know this bed. I don't know my uncle. I don't know him like that. So I cannot be comfortable just, no, it doesn't feel like a safe space. You know when someone sleeps in your presence, when you invite a friend over and they're comfortable enough to sleep, that's how you know they feel safe in your presence. I didn't feel safe sleeping at fucking all. Like, get me out of here, get me out of here, take me back home, take me back to Joburg. I don't have energy for this. I don't have, and like, it was so frustrating, and I'm feeling the same way now, because like, if you don't know, I hate being home, you know, because the relationship between me and my parents is complicated. We don't really speak about it because we'll fight, they'll do this, they'll do that, they'll give me PTSD, maybe she'll hit me, it'll leave a mark, a bruise, or scar, something I can remember forever by just looking at it, you know. And just look at this, I'm like, oh, kind of, she left a scar, and remember everything that happened that day, you know. But we don't really speak about things like that. And like, because of that, I just feel like I'm a very outspoken person. I'm gonna speak about what's on my mind. I'm always gonna say what's on my mind. I don't give a fuck how it makes you feel. But if I don't, I'm not in the business of making people feel uncomfortable at, I'm not in the business of making people feel comfortable at my expense. Like, if you feel uncomfortable about being in my presence or what I say, then fuck you, even if I'm the problem. But like, it makes me feel good when I say the things I have to say and let them out. Because growing up, I really didn't have someone to tell. So I, you know, I kind of just learned to let things out of the blue randomly. I say out of pocket shit, but I have to. Because if it stays in my mind, it hurts me more than it hurts you by me saying it out loud. You will heal, you know. They're just feelings. They heal. But like with me, it's like, there's too much going on in my head. So I have to let things out because they come like this. They come like this. And then if I don't let it out, it'll keep coming back and come back and come back and come back until I'm like, fuck all of y'all. Fuck all of y'all. Fuck you and your motherfucking mama. Oh my God, Ri, why did you? You didn't have to. My ring light died. Can you guys still see me? Matter of fact, we're going to continue like this. Oh my God, Ri, why did you have to say that? I'm gonna be like, yo, I had to say it. I had to say it. It kept coming back and coming back and coming back and coming back. That's how I am. It's just how I am. Anyway, I'm feeling low because I'm at a point where it doesn't need to be charged. It's blinking. I don't know why it's blinking. Let me figure that shit out. Hold on. Doesn't need to be charged. It's blinking. I don't know why it's blinking, but whatever. Let's continue. Anyway, so I've been feeling low. I've had a terrible week. I'm not gonna lie to you, I've had a terrible week. You know? It's been so fucking terrible. Mondays are my favorite days. If Mondays go wrong, the rest of the week is about to be hell. That's how I know, you know. Because Tuesdays are really bad days for me. Each and every Tuesday something happens to me, I don't give a fuck. Because it's a Tuesday. I get that. I just don't wear black on Tuesdays because I'm very, I don't want to say superstitious, but I am. For lack of a better term, I just don't feel like I should wear black on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Otherwise, I will die, you know. Mondays are supposed to go well, but this Monday didn't. Monday comes around, I'm at my friend's place, everything's going great, you know, until I have to leave her place. It's like at night, it's like 8 o'clock, I'm at the Gau train station. I go into my podcast account on TikTok. Follow the podcast account on TikTok. It's at Ree Speaks Podcast. I go into the podcast account and it's like, I'm like, you know the clip in my previous episode, I was like, two episodes ago for you guys, I was like, oh no, I've never met a good man, you know. I'm not saying it to bash men, I'm sharing my experience, because that's what I do on this channel, I share my experience. I'm really not here to talk about y'all, I don't give a fuck about y'all. The podcast is called Ree Speaks, not Ree Solves Her Grievances with everyone else. No, I don't give a fuck about y'all. You know, I share my experiences and I speak. Yeah, but that's all I do. And if you don't like it, then the block button, it works on your phone. I'm pretty sure it's not broken. So do that. You know, I'm like, you know, I've never met a good man. I open the comment section. It's like, oh, but have you been good to men? Why do men have to get so fucking defensive when we have to share our experiences with them? Why do you have to get so fucking defensive? You don't have to get defensive. No one's talking about you, Sfiso. No one's talking about you, Tumelo. Azangakar, oh my God, Tumelo is trash. Tumelo is a piece of shit. I said, never met a good man. Because this and this happens every time I'm in the presence of a man, you know? And every time I'm in the presence of a man, there's always an undertone of, like, violence. Or, like, there's just, like, a violent cloud that's hanging around, you know? That's how I feel. No, try to invalidate the way you feel by saying, but have you been good to men? But have you done this? But have you done this? What have you done? What have you done? It's giving, I was raped. Oh, what were you wearing? That's what it's giving. I'm sorry, that's what it's giving. To all the people who hate me by talking about my experiences with men, I hope the same thing happens to your mother and your daughter. I really hope the same thing happens to you. I don't wish good on you. Because you're an enabler. And that makes you worse than an offender. It makes you worse than a predator. It makes you worse than the perpetrator. you're a terrible fucking person if you come on the internet and try to invalidate women's feelings, make excuses for women sharing their experiences with men across the globe. You, like, men are like this. Why? All we do is fucking suffer. And we get on the internet and we go, us women were suffering so much, there's a man. But what did you guys do? What the fuck did we do? What did we do? Tell me, Sfiso. Tell me, Tumelo. What did we do? What did we do? And it's always the men who are, like, mad at their moms. It's never, like, men who are, like, normal-ass men who grew up in happy households. No. You hate fat women because your mom's fat. You know? You're a misogynist because you hated your mom being liberated and raising, making the very difficult decision to raise kids on her own. And, you know, I don't need a fucking man. You know, and you were like, oh, I hate my mom for that. So now you want a Yebo Baba, you know? You hate black women because your mom's black or dark skinned. Why? You know, it's always, it's guys, we're never, the women have never been the problem. These men hate their moms. They hate their moms. They hate their fathers. They're just taking it out on us. It's not our fault. You know, it's not our fault that you're, It's not our fault that your parents are fucking pathetic. Sorry. Not sorry. No. But anyway, I get to the heart sensation. I open my comment section. It's just men. What did you do? What did you do? You should stop spreading hate on men. I'm like, when did I spread hate on men? I will say what I said verbatim. I've never met a good man in my life. That is excluding family members. It's a dumb nigga in the comments. Even your dad. Excluding family members, men have never been good to me. So I do the best I can to repel them. You know, I look ugly. I don't dress in a flattering way. I don't conform to society's standards of beauty. You know, that's just me. That's my way of repelling men. Because whenever they hear, you know, you never want to appeal to the male gaze because that is very dangerous for women. Appealing to the male gaze has never been safe for us. You never want to appeal to the male gaze, so I don't appeal to the male gaze. I do my best to not appeal to the male gaze, you know? I say this in a short little clip I post on TikTok. The comment section is like, you also hate your dad. Why? When did I say that? You hate men. When did I say I'm sharing my experience? Huh? Comment section make me so fucking upset. I go home. Well, I get on the Gautrain station, and I get off at Hatfield Gautrain station. You know, that's where it ends. Hi. She went about 20 meters. Taxi in Pamatata. Get it's 10 o'clock at night. I don't have the energy for this. Get 10. Yeah, we should. I do not have the energy to fucking argue with meter taxis and taxi drivers. Get on, I'm an Uber. You don't wanna ride your dirty fucking disgusting car. Get the fuck out of my sight. Asistrata sa papao. Or just laula biana. Why aren't we allowed to take Ubers in front of you? Why do you feel so fucking threatened? I hate it so fucking much. Honestly, that pisses me off. But that's a conversation for another day. Latina lena. But they must impound it because I know they're not registered. Anyway, and they're not roadworthy. I get it well, it's bien. Hurry, impound. Anyway, so I'm irritated because I'm sitting there in Hatfield, some parts of Hatfield unsafe. I'm like, I'm about to get robbed. Swear to God, because Hofita, dodgy ass people, mole. Uber driver's telling me, no, but to just come park. Oh, now me and the Uber driver having an argument. I'm like, dude, now go get to the suitcase, this gun. Suitcase, it's heavy. If you feel my arm right now, it's still in pain because of how much I was pulling it and picking it up the stairs, down the stairs. I'm tired. I'm fucking tired. I don't have the energy. It's 10 o'clock at night. I don't have the energy to fucking argue with an Uber driver. I get in the Uber, I get home, I get home, I feel a little bit irritated, I'm annoyed, I cried, and then that's Monday. Tuesday comes along, I sleep all day because I'm tired, my body's tired, exhausted, I didn't sleep much the night before, I was tired, I was dragging my suitcase everywhere, and my social battery's out, I really don't want to interact with my siblings or my friends, I don't feel the energy. Those of you who don't know, I hate coming home because it, like, being at home is like reliving parts of your life that you don't want, or trying so hard to fucking forget. Because people have a version of you in their minds. And they're like, remember when we used to, remember when we used to, remember when we used to. And they still, they don't call you by how you want to be addressed now. They want to call you by your old name. What's the matter? Ritu. Like, it's not Ritu now. It's Ri. I would appreciate it if you call me that. Because Ritu is dead. No. All the qualities that were attached to her, they're gone. She's dead. That dumb bitch is gone. You know, she was stupid. She was naive. Ri's not naive. She's not stupid. You know, she's just done. She's done with all the bullshit. Ri's done with all of that. You know, Ri just dead. And they have a version of you in their minds that you're really trying to run away from, and like you really can't. So I don't like being in my home city. I just want to make enough money so I can move everyone out of here. Because it irritates me to come back to the city. Love Pretoria. But it's so fucking small for me. So fucking small. Anyway. So I am feeling a little bit, you know, tired on Tuesday. I slept all day. Today's Wednesday. And like, I got a really hectic call. It sounded a little bit urgent, but I was like, let me know. Because I'm thinking worst case scenario, you know. Because remember, early in the episode, I talked about how someone threw a grenade. And right now, I'm in the phase where it's like quiet and silent for 5 to 10 seconds. And it's about to explode. It's literally about to explode. Today is like someone pulling that pin out of the grenade and just throwing it. Just pull that pin. So I know it's about to explode, but I don't know how or where. So I'm just standing still and hope the grenade doesn't fucking blow up on me. You know? You get the reference. Yeah. That was my fucking week and it's only fucking Wednesday. I had to get my nails done. I was supposed to get my nails done today. I didn't even have the energy. Or like, I forgot to call the nail artist and say, hey, I'm not going to be able to come because I'm not feeling well. You know? The fuck am I going to say to her? You know? Hey, I couldn't come because I'm not feeling well. That doesn't seem like a good enough reason, you know. I mean, she's my nail tech. She knows some few things about me, so I should be able to give her a proper reason. But, like, I can't. Like, what am I going to say? You know? So, yeah. I was like, I'm going to get my nails done. I'm going to get my personality back. I'm going to feel my like myself again. Because I haven't felt like myself only fucking year, you know, since like November. I haven't felt like myself since my birthday month. I haven't felt like myself. I don't know when I'm gonna snap back. It's just like, is it me changing? It's like, I'm tired of changing personalities. Is it me having a new personality now? What is this feeling? Don't get it. It's pissing me off. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So I don't know. I don't feel like myself anymore. I don't know how long that phase is going to last. This is not depression because I've been depressed. I am depressed. This is not it. This is me going through like an identity crisis. A serious one. But not in a like a... I don't know who I am. I know exactly who I am. I just don't feel like that bitch. Like this, I can see myself. And then this is me. So I'm having an out-of-body experience. You get what I'm saying? I'm having an out-of-body experience. I can see myself. I'm like, oh, that's that badass bitch that I know. But I'm here in sweats and a dirty sweater. You get what I'm saying? And I don't have hair with blonde eyebrows. I'm like, oh, we don't look like the same person. So how do I get this person to be like her again? Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's
My week, it's gonna get worse. I can feel it, but it is what it is. I'm honest, but I'm in a phase where I'm like, I don't give a fuck. You know, anything that happens right now, I'm like, I'm like, I do not. I give zero fucks. I'm like, I'm waiting for my life to explode because it's what happens. It's the theme of my life. Theme of my life. Something explodes. I'm always like, oh, yo, cry. Not this time. Not this time. This time I'm waiting for something to explode. I'm like, when it does, I'm always like, it is what it is. Again, an Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. It's just another episode of me yapping, as I said. So you guys know I'm a professional yapper. That's what I fucking do. I yap, and I yap, and I yap. And this episode was another episode of me yapping.